Welcome to Poetically Yours. I'm Yvonne Booz. Poetically Yours showcases poems by Northern Illinois poets. This week's poet is Tracy Noel. Her poem is called Potting Tomatoes.
Farmers say, potting up, a step up, a little more space to grow up. So many small, soft stems with tiny leaves reaching up. 20 different types, different names, ever so slightly different invisible genes. Hundreds of plants, more of some types than others, all chosen for great taste and a few other traits. Count each one to fill the trays. Exact. There is no space to waste. 30 to a standard bread tray, 42 fit in the big ones, 15 in a bulb crate, 24 in the blue and white water tubs. Stand empty pots in trays to be filled. Tight and neat, so no soil falls between them. No waste. Pile on the potting soil. Scoop after scoop. Retrieved with a long-handled shovel. Straight from the massive white tote. A 4-foot cube of yum for tomato roots. 1,000 pounds of sustenance. Cow composted to fine fluff. Some vermiculite and sand. Fill them up. Then get the plants. Trays of baby tomato plants seeded in dense rows, like a miniature field of corn. Plunge fingertips into moist soil beneath tiny white roots and scoop a cluster of plants. Shake them apart. Gentle hands. Thumb and index finger hold one stem between them. Right hand. 3 fingers press open a hole. Left hand. Jiggle roots down deep. Right hand. Push soil around them. Left hand. Just enough to hold them in place. Don't press. Water will do that job. Next one. And next. One continuous movement, a graceful dance of dirty digits performed to the silent songs of plants in the key of green, applauded by tiny waving leaves. It is temporary, this space. A 4-inch cube of fertile substrate to fill with a mass of white roots. A network so vast that, if stretched end to end, the tiny root hairs would reach miles. So dense that when plucked from its plastic shell, every speck of soil is held in place. This is artwork. Heart work. Fast, efficient, quiet, mindful, lifeful, warm, necessary. Good work.
For Poetically Yours, I'm Yvonne Booth.